From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. President Obama says following a U.S. intelligence conclusion that Russia meddled in the November presidential election, a similar thing could happen again, and that is important for Congress and President-elect Donald Trump to make sure such influence is minimized. A declassified version of the intelligence report said Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered an influence campaign on the election with a preference for Mr. Trump over his challenger, Democrat Hillary Clinton. In Washington, Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell is telling Democrats to grow up and not put up any roadblocks to confirmation hearings for President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks. At least seven Trump cabinet nominees are expected to appear before Senate committees this week. Some of Trump's cabinet choices are billionaires with vast financial holdings, and some Democrats say they have not been fully vetted. North Korea says it could test launch an intercontinental ballistic missile at any time from any location. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter spoke on NBC News about the North's nuclear and missile program.
Their nuclear weapons and ballistic missile defense programs are a serious threat to us. We try to stay ahead of that, and we are staying ahead of that with our missile defenses to make sure we've upgraded their number, their type, so that we're sure we can defend ourselves. We've deployed missile defenses in South Korea, Japan, Guam.
North Korea TV reported the hostile policy of the U.S. is apparently to blame for pushing Pyongyang to develop an ICBM. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at Iranian boats near the Strait of Hormuz on Sunday, according to U.S. defense officials. Reuters reports the four Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps vessels were approaching the USS Mahan at a high rate of speed when the U.S. Navy destroyer fired those shots. The U.S. officials said the Iranian boats did not respond to radio requests to slow down. China said today it opposes any contact between Taiwanese leaders and U.S. officials, a day after Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen met with U.S. Senator Ted Cruz and Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Cruz said China does not have the right to say with whom U.S. officials can meet. President-elect Donald Trump drew criticism from China when he spoke by phone with Tsai shortly after he was elected in November. Mr. Trump later questioned why the U.S. should be bound by Chinese policy on Taiwan unless Beijing makes trade concessions. Speaking to French media, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad discussed what he expects out of peace talks after his forces captured rebel-held Aleppo last month. Assad said he doesn't consider the retaking of Aleppo as a victory. The victory, he said, will be achieved when you get rid of all the terrorists. He said Aleppo was the tipping point in the course of the war. And an excerpt carried by the French press agency ahead of the broadcast Monday, the Syrian leader lamented the suffering of the Syrian people caused by the conflict.
Every war is bad. Why bad? Because every war is about destruction. Every war is about the killing. That's why every war is bad. You cannot say this is a good war, even if it's for good reason, to defend your country for noble reason. But it's bad. That's why it's not the solution, if you have any other solution.
President-elect Donald Trump has responded to statements made by actress Meryl Streep during the Golden Globe Awards Sunday evening. She referred to an incident in which Trump is said to have mocked a disabled reporter.
And this instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful. It filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing.
She went on to say someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back kind of broke her heart when she saw it. She said she can't get it out of her head. And because it wasn't a movie, it was real life. Well, Trump's response to Streep was to describe her on Twitter Monday as one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood and a Hillary flunky. The president-elect also said for the 100th time he never mocked a disabled reporter. And then in the morning, New York Times reported that Trump said that he had not seen the Golden Globes nor Streep's remarks. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.